This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump has conceded that Joe Biden will be the next president one day after his supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol as Congress was certifying Biden's victory. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
President Trump denounced those who stormed the Capitol Wednesday.
Defiled the seat of American democracy. To those who engaged in the acts of violence and destruction, you do not represent our country.
He didn't mention his call to action earlier that day, but did admit his term of office is coming to an end.
A new administration will be inaugurated on January 20th. My focus now turns to ensuring a smooth, orderly, and seamless transition of power.
Trump told supporters their journey together was only just beginning. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's threatened another impeachment and called for his removal.
This man is deadly to our democracy and to our people.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
President-elect Joe Biden is calling the violent group that descended on the U.S. Capitol Wednesday domestic terrorists, and laying the blame for the violence squarely at President Donald Trump's feet. AP's Sagar Magani has details.
Biden called it 4 years in the making.
He unleashed an all-out assault on our institutions of our democracy from the outset.
And says yesterday was the culmination, inciting an attack on the Capitol by what Biden called insurrectionists and domestic terrorists.
Don't dare call them protesters.
Biden spoke while introducing his Justice Department team, led by Attorney General nominee Merrick Garland, whom he says will revitalize institutions badly damaged under Trump.
We need to restore the honor, the integrity, the independence of the Department of Justice in this nation.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. The World Health Organization is warning the European region is probably in the most acute phase of COVID-19 transmission, and drastic measures must be taken to control the spread of the pandemic. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
WHO Regional Director for Europe, Hans Kluge, says the year ahead offers new opportunities and tools such as vaccines for controlling the pandemic. At the same time, he notes, new challenges posed by the virus itself are of great concern.
22 countries in the WHO European region have detected this new variant. This variant is of concern as it has increased transmissibility. So far, we understand there is no significant change to the disease this variant produces.
Kluge says the new viral strain spreads across all age groups and children do not appear to be at higher risk. Over time, he says, the variant may replace other lineages, as seen in Britain and Denmark. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The U.S. trade deficit reached its highest level in 14 years. We get more from AP's Mike Hempen.
The Commerce Department says the trade deficit jumped to $68 billion in November, the highest monthly deficit since August 2006. The gap between what America buys abroad and what it sells abroad increased 8% from October. A nearly 3% increase in imports overwhelmed a roughly 1% rise in exports. For the first 11 months of 2020, the trade deficit stands at more than $600 billion. That's up nearly 14% from the same period in 2019. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Some former Hong Kong legislators and pro-democracy activists were released on bail late Thursday after being arrested under Hong Kong's national security law as part of Wednesday's mass arrests of 53 people. The activists were accused of taking part in an unofficial primary election last year that authorities say was part of a plan to paralyze the government and to subvert state power. The mass arrests were the largest move against Hong Kong's democracy movement since Beijing imposed the law last June to quell dissent in the semi-autonomous territory. The number of Americans seeking unemployment aid fell slightly last week. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The Labor Department reports claims for jobless benefits edged down to 787,000, a slight decline from the previous week. But with jobless claims at such historically high levels, it's an indication employers continue to cut jobs amid tighter business restrictions and Americans' concerns about the surge in coronavirus cases.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.